Missouri State University Opera Theater will present the comic operetta Deflatormouse in English tonight and Sunday at the Savoy Ballroom on Commercial Street. And here to talk about it are Anne-Marie Dane, who is the director of the MSU Opera Theater Program, and Dr. Amy Muchnick, who is conducting the performance with, I guess, a student orchestra, a student instrumental ensemble.
Yes, it's my chamber orchestra.
You know, usually you're working in Coger Theater or someplace like that. So how's it going to work out doing two performances in the ballroom?
Because we wanted to make it fun and different.
We're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
We are literally going to have a ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I moved into the community, I started looking for all the cool places I wanted to go and things I wanted to see. And when I saw the Savoy Ballroom, I thought, ooh, Flatermouse, the whole second act happens at a ball. It's destination opera.
There you go. That's great. You know, not only the music and the comedy of the story, but the intermission will offer something else as well.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to open up the ballroom, turn on the chandeliers and the twinkle lights, and let everyone dance. We'll have a selection of waltzes and some other ballroom dances, and the cast is going to come and do some dancing also.
So. I'm going to dance too.
Don't you have to conduct?
No, it's going to be...
We'll have the intermission recorded
so the
musicians can get a break.
I got you. Yeah. All right, well, there may be people who aren't familiar with the story of Flatermouse, so...
Well, Flatermouse, it's, you know, the nice thing about operetta is it's so familiar to American audiences because it really seems like music theater, but just with a slightly more classical score. And the story revolves around Rosalinda and Eisenstein, who are a married couple, and Falca, who is sometimes known as the Bat because of an event he had kind of on a drunken journey with his friend. Yes, the boys were out, Eisenstein and Falcon. He made a fool of himself and then ever since had become known as the Bat. And I think that Falca has always been looking for a way to get back at Eisenstein.
Yes.
And of course, Eisenstein stole Rosalinda out from under him. They had both fancied him. And so this whole thing is a very fancy ruse to get back at him. So Eisenstein.
But you know, at the same time, you've also got. Rosalinda is nothing if not industrious in her.
Definitely.
She's a funny one, and we have the most amazing soprano playing Rosalinda, Jenna Cantrell, who is one of our graduate students. She was also one of the winners of our concerto competition. Phenomenal singing actress, and she's hilarious, and you know, plays the sly one when she needs to, and
she has some great arias.
Oh, yes.
Of course,
huge
everybody
music.
Knows.
But of course, she has, of course, another a lover, so to speak.
Yes, Alfredo.
Yes.
We are calling him with Marty Wilson in that role. And so Marty is a former lover who has returned to try to woo her away. And he happens to arrive right when Eisenstein is supposed to be taken off to prison for a whole 8-day sentence for something very silly. And so instead, Alfredo is, of course, caught wooing Rosalinda, and they believe that he is Eisenstein, and he gets hauled off to jail instead.
And spends his whole time singing his lungs out
in
the jail cell.
Yeah, we've plugged in just about every tenor aria you can think of that we basically, nobody can get him to shut up.
Right, and exactly.
That, you know, it's perfect for a tenor.
So, you of course, you have an all-student cast.
We do. We have a couple special guests. So in the ballroom scene, you know, we've kind of done some of the traditional things and added some favorite tunes that feature folks. And then I had this crazy idea to get Dr. Patterson in on the act, Dr. Paula Patterson, who many of you know very well. And there's a very silly trio from Cendrillon where the evil stepmother and the daughters, you know, are preparing to go to a ball. And so we basically have them crash the party, and so which is perfect
and
for
Paula.
And
they have purple wigs.
Yes.
So it's really, the costumes
it's
are
zany.
Wonderful.
And 80s makeup. I got calls from them saying, okay, how do you want the makeup? I was like, just like I wore it in the 80s. And so that's what they're doing. And then Dr. Richard Todd Payne is going to play the role of the prison warden, Franck. So, yeah,
yes.
Which is...
Yes, it's quite...
It's a shame not to have him sing, but because that's a speaking role.
Well, no, he does sing.
Oh,
okay. He does sing.
All right.
You're thinking of Frosch. Frosch is being played by one of the young men who did Papageno for us. So he's used to craziness, and does it very well.
Yes. It's pretty zany. It's really out there. We've changed text to make it Springfield, yes. Bass Pro, the whole thing.
And, yes.
All right.
Lots of local references.
Lots of local references.
You know, Strauss's music is so wonderful. It's so light. It's so melodic. You know, it's easy listening, and everyone recognizes the tunes, and
100% joyful.
Yeah.
100% joyful. Nobody, you know, it's one of the few operas I've ever conducted where there's no death at the end.
So. There you go.
I'm kind of looking forward to
guaranteed.
That.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you never know.
But the story doesn't call for any anyway.
No.
Performances again will be at the Savoy Ballroom at 224 East Commercial Street tonight at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Tickets, general admission, are $20, $10 for students, and be prepared to dance during the intermission, to get up and waltz during the intermission.
Did we mention the open bar?
Yes, or that.
Or there will be an open bar.
Wait till the end, I guess.
Yeah, right. Well, for information, call Anne-Marie at 836-6011 or visit missouristate.edu/music/opera. This is the opera production for the MSU Opera Theater program, Deflator Mouse, in English, with a lot of fun nonsense going on tonight at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2:30 at the Savoy Ballroom on Commercial Street.
That is correct.
Can't wait to see it.
All right. Anne-Marie Dane is the director of the program and the director of the production, and Amy Muchnick is conducting and general factotum.
Yes. And it's really interesting.
Wrong opera. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm actually conducting from the back, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's
like conducting a choir from behind, so it's
interesting. That'll be interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting
Setup. And the way we have it set up, the audience will basically surround the singers, and so there's really not a bad seat. It's very intimate.
Yep.
Intimate opera theater.
All right, very good. Well, thanks a lot for being here this
morning.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.